The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Clonmel. Racing returns to Ireland on Thursday and we have a seven-race National Hunt car to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud. Morning, bud.
Are you well?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm all right.
Okay. Have we got an echo here?
You got it twice, yeah.
What do you make of Clonmel today?
That's how well I am.
Yeah, you're that well, you said
twice
it twice.
Over.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's like that New York thing, isn't it? So good they named it twice.
Right.
You're so well, you said it twice. What do you make of Clonmel today, Andy?
No, great stuff. Clonmel's never a particularly positive track regards runners. Obviously, they have the Clonmel All Chase, their big race, but that's gone by the by now. And we're left with just a fairly modest day's racing. But there are one or two interesting little heats on the card. So
yeah.
It's... Like anything else, they're there to be found.
Yeah, we've ended up with a few short price favourites, but they are big enough fields, aren't they? So,
yeah.
So it makes it interesting in that respect.
No bumper as well, which is a shock to the system.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done an Irish jump race preview with no bumper.
Yeah, Willie Mullins will have a spare one knocking about. What are you thinking? Where do I put this now?
What? I don't know what to do with myself, let alone Willie Mullins.
Fair enough. Shall we get stuck into it?
Yep.
The 12:15 is the first race this afternoon, and we start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Mare's Maiden Hurdle. Let's have the extended 2 miles, and we have a pretty short price favourite this morning in the shape of a Hardy Nailer, who's 5-4. It's 9-4 for Captain Carroll. Keppel's Queen is 3-1. You then jump up to 12 for Garon Crest. Carla Brandy 14s with Roaming Wild, but that one is a reserve. And then 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. It's priced up as if it's between the top three there: Hardy Nailer, Captain Carroll, and Keppel's Queen. Can you see anything else getting into this, Andy?
Not really, Mark, to be perfectly honest. I think the market's about right as well. I'd go with the Hardy Nailer here. Thought it was a decent effort by Robert Tyner's mare. First time over hurdles to chase home the very highly regarded and useful Black Hercules. I'm sure is going to be plying his trade in graded company throughout the season. I like the way she tried in that latter stage of the race. Obviously, she's no match for the winner. I mean, the winner won on the bridle. 6-1 on odds suggested. But she did put her head down and live up to her name. She does look a hardy sort. And, you know, she was 24 lengths clear of the rest, albeit it wasn't a particularly strong field. That was certainly good enough to indicate she's bound to win an ordinary maiden hurdle. This is no ordinary maiden hurdle, however, because she is up against a couple of nice horses in the shape of Captain Carroll from the Willie Mullins stable, and, of course, Keppel's Queen, who chased home another one of those Willie Mullins' hot pots last time out, Shane's Hill at Fairy House. Captain Carroll's obviously got to come off the back of a rather uncharacteristic jink and an unseated ride the last time out at Cork, but that looked a bit of a just one of those things kind of thing. And with the team, Alan Fire and Ruby Walsh on board, you are getting a bit of value about one of Million Mullins' horses in a main hurdle for a change. But I do like this Hardy Nailer. Robert Tyner trains close to the track. He's got a terrific record here at this venue. 9 wins in the last 4 or 5 years suggest that. And I just think she just about holds sway on the form of that race down in Cork.
Okay, Hardy Nailer then in the 12:15. The 12:45 is the second race. This is a hurdle over 2.5 miles for four-year-olds and older that are entry are rated 120 or less. Noble Endeavour heads the betting this morning and has been well-backed, 15-8 into 11-8 at the time of recording. 4-1 for Maker Track. Urticare is 9-2. 8-1 for Two Scoops. Hazaraban is 9s and then 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. So this Gordon Elliott runner has been well-backed, Andy. The team remain in good form, and he was second in Grade 2, perhaps a little bit flattered, but second in Grade 2 behind Zaidpaw last time. So does that form stand out here?
I suppose it does, really, although it all depends which way you look into that race. It was a four-runner race. This horse was the 16-1 outside and was very much ridden with the future in mind, and, if you like, was probably just having a spin around to see what kind of year and where Gordon Elliott goes for the rest of the year. As it turned out, it was probably its career best effort, Noble Endeavour, by chasing home Zaidpaw, but it was a very, very slowly run race, and sometimes you get those events where the winning margins are condensed, and you can be very flattered by that performance. Obviously, you know, Zayport fell the other day in Fairy House when he was bidding to follow up. So we don't really get to know what that form really equates to. But he probably just about set a standard, but I just desperately don't want to back him at 5-4 here. There are other horses in this race that make more of each way appeal, and the obvious one looks to be Make a Track, who goes really well round Clonmel, and he lived up to that billing last time out when he finished third in a red-hot race won by Clara McLeod. The form of that race is already beginning to work out well. The winner chased home a nice horse at Kempton last time out in a listed race. Love on Top, who was well beaten. That's also won subsequently. It was a strongly run race. It was a good time. And I don't think Make a Track really genuinely gets 3 miles. I know he's tried it quite a few times, but he's never actually won beyond 2.6 miles. So I think dropping back to 2.5 and a forceful ride could make Charlie Swan's horse very difficult to beat here. I think the Winkler outrun his odds as well. He also ran well last time out in a strongly run race at Fairy House. He comes out really well on the figures. And obviously Ewan Doyle's another trainer with a fantastic record here at Clonmel. So just looking away from the obvious one here, Noble Endeavour, you might like to look at Make a Track as the obvious each way, or indeed, even further, even more outside the box with the Winkler at a much bigger price.
OK. On to the 1.15 next race, 3 on the card, and this is the Powerstown Handicap Hurdle, which is for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 102. So the extended 2 miles, and Leave at Dawn is the 8-13 market leader. 9-1 barring him. Stay With It is 9-1, as is Shabra's Bertolini. 10-1 for Chakisto. 11-1 for Notification. Gates of France is 12s. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Leave at Dawn, Andy, was a winner at Thurles last time, landing a bit of a gamble. Due to go up £16, so the penalty means he's probably well in here, but it didn't look that straightforward in the closing stages. And is it something you take 8-13 about?
Not particularly, no. Obviously, we had a faller as well late on, which left the door wide open for Leave at Dawn, and he obviously took it with both hands. Interestingly, he was very heavily backed, and when Charles Burns has got a well-handicapped horse, the money often comes in droves, and be interesting to see whether there's good money for this four-year-old again today. He's obviously particularly well handicapped, and that's why Charles has got him out again so quickly. Obviously, it's only a week on since this horse last ran. It's just not in my nature, really, when you get an odds-on shot like this, for me to not look elsewhere and put up an obvious each-way alternative. And I don't think we get a chance here of not only getting one in the frame at price, but at the prices, at half a chance of just nicking the win. I wouldn't put it past Stay With It here to cause the favourite plenty to think about here, Michael Winter's 7-year-old. He chased on the Bold Becky last time out. That was on the 13th of November. That was over course and distance as well. I think that's a major, major plus for this 7-year-old's chances here today. He obviously goes well at the track. But it was notable that that race won by the Bold Becky was half a second quicker on the final circuit than Kalultovic and Clara McLeod, who won the respective divisions of their hurdles on the same card. Kalultovic 2.5 miles, Clara McLeod 3 miles. So Stay With It, in keeping up with the inform, the Bold Becky also ran a very fast circuit time as well, and if he can do that again, I'm pretty sure he'll be in the frame here. And he's 9-1 this morning with William Hill. I think that's a fantastic each way bet, and like I said, I wouldn't absolutely rule him out beating the favourite here if the favourite doesn't run up to his best form. So albeit the favourite is the obvious one, he's no value for me in 8-13, and I'm going to go with the obvious each-way selection against him. That is Stay With It.
Okay, Stay With It. A fantastic each-way bet then in the 1.15. The 1.50 is the fourth race on the card. This is Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95. And this one is possibly the most open race on the card. Real Deal Holyfield is the 11-2 market leader. 13-2 for Sharakan. All Honours is 7-1. 15-2 for Mosman Park. Simple Joys, 8s. 9-1 for Popswell, who's been backed from 12s. 12-1 for Sarah Battle. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Wide open this, Andy. So who would you side with here?
Yeah, it's interesting there's money for Popswell. There was on this horse's a seasonal reappearance at Thurles the other day, and quite a decent race won by Miss McVeal. But she didn't come much ice that day, I'm afraid. She never run any race. So clearly there are those close to the yard that are expecting a much better run from Popswell today. Wide open race this. I haven't got a strong opinion, as is often the case in these kind of events. I usually like to go with two against the field just to give me another bite at the cherry. All Honours would probably be my number one choice. He ran in that race, won by the Bolbecky last time out, and I'm hoping that Stay With It, who finished second that day, runs a blinder to thus endorse the form half an hour earlier. If he does, then confidence is obviously more high that Philip Rothwell's eight-year-old can at least get in the frame and give us a decent run for our money around about 7-1. He got outpaced that day and ran on quite well, so I'm hopeful they go a strong gallop again today for this horse. And another one to mention, a much bigger price horse called Zipporah, who's run, I won't say a couple of eye-catching races. You need a bit of imagination to kind of get a handle on this horse's last two runs. He went off far too fast after a long break on the 30th October. That was over this track. And then she was given a more conservative ride by Brian Hayes on its next start and was noted doing some good late work behind Kalulta Vic in a very hot maiden hurdle. Obviously, you know, there's not Kalulta Vic in this race. So off a mark of 86, I expect that horse to outrun its odds at 16-1. So a couple against the field there, just to fiddle around with. I wouldn't get too carried away with this race. All Honours ran about 7-1 and Zipporah at 16s.
OK, a couple against the field there then. The 220 is race 5 on the card, and this one is a beginner's chase over 2 miles. And Rafi Di Triana is the 6-4 market leader. 9-2 for Ben Rouge, who was 6s earlier in the day, so a bit of market support there. If Not For You is 5-1. 11-2 for I'll Take It From Here. Merriam Row is 9-1. 10-1 for Wither Hills. Moores Road is also 10s, but that's a reserve. And then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Rafi Di Triana, he looks like he's improving since switching to the larger obstacles. Andy, 6-4 about him at the top of the market. What do you make of his chances?
I think they're excellent. He's definitely the one to beat. I have got one, however, to put up against him. That doesn't mean to say that I put anyone off Rio, Rafi Di Triana. Fairly consistent horse, as we can see by the form figures. Always seems to run his race. Just doesn't win very often. That's the only slight negative. Only one win in 16. Has had 4 attempts over the larger obstacles, the best of which was last time out in a strongly run race won by Sitcom down in Cork. The form of that race looks really solid. Ozenboy Premier from the Gordon Elliott stable was back in third. As I say, the time was very good and he kept on willingly all the way to the line. The ground shouldn't be an issue. He goes really well right-handed. The yard's in good form. Liz Dawes' animals are in good nick at the moment. So definitely one to beat. But the one I've gone for here, and it's no great surprise that there's good money for this horse this morning because I've had a little bit of an interest at 7-1. One firm went 7-1 this horse. And that's Ben Rouge. From the James at Dullier Stable. This horse has only ever had one win in its life, but was in the process of running a huge race on its chasing debut down in Cork the other day, when unfortunately, just getting a little bit too close, it was a very novice-y mistake at the third last. It was off the bend at Clonmel at Cork, and you can often find that when horses swing off a bend and they run into home straight and they're getting up ahead of steam. If they don't quite meet the fence right, then they can pay the ultimate price. But up until that point, Ben Rouge had jumped absolutely fantastically. He certainly didn't deserve to fall, and that wasn't that came out of the blue, that mistake. I think he'll make all the running here today. He'll certainly, go a long way to try and make all the running. I think it'll be very difficult to catch with a clear round. I think this horse is almost certain to put it up to the favourite here. So Ben Rouge, a very, very strong choice if you can get a nice price about him in the 220.
Okay. The market is already speaking in his favour, so be quick if you're listening to this in the morning. Currently 9-2, Ben Rouge. The 255 is race 6 on the card, and this is a handicap chase over 2 miles. And the betting looks like this. Leap Derg is the 6-4 market leader. 5-1 for Spot Fine. Kilcarry Bridge is 7s, as is Faritza. Cooler Knock Glebe is 8-1. 12-1 for Trucking All Night. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. What are your thoughts in the penultimate race this afternoon, Andy?
Yeah, I really like this Leap Derg here from the Robert Tyner stable. Of course, Robert's got the favourite in the first race, and any horse that he runs here at his local track has certainly got to be respected. And this horse is very much the one to beat there here, following his scintillating display the other day when he was a very strongly backed favourite at Nice. It was as if the whole world wanted to be on Leap Derg that day. They obviously knew that they got a very well-handicapped horse, the Tyners, and he didn't disappoint either. I love the way he travelled through that race in the hands of Patrick Corbett. He came there sauntering up to the leaders, 2 out, and then he quickened on demand on the running to win with any amount in hand. And even though the handicappers put him up £13 subsequently, I think that's a fair enough distribution of weight across the board, because I'm not sure that's going to be good enough to stop this horse. I think he actually could be running in better company throughout the remainder of his life, and it's certainly onwards and upwards from here. I expect him to win this. There's good money for him already this morning at William Hill. They've already had one or two punters knocking at their door and forcing him into 6-4. The obvious each-way horse has got to be always spot fine. I'm sure if you put him in your each-way doubles and your play spots, you'll get a good return for Maris Morris's eight-year-old. He just doesn't win very often, as 1 in 27 suggests, but his form over fences is definitely worthy of inclusion in any kind of exotic bets here. That run behind Pumba here the last day was a good one. He was the only one to offer up any resistance to the all-the-way winner that day. And there's 50 lengths back to the third, so he's obviously, shows a decent level of form over fences, and he's got to be consideration for some here. But Leap Derg, very much the one to beat. That nice win looked impressive, and hopefully he'll be impressive again this afternoon.
Okay, the final race this afternoon is the 3:25 race, 7 on the card, and we finish with a maiden hurdle for the colts and geldings. It's over 2.5 miles, and a really interesting race just looking through this, Andy. Venetian Demai heads the betting at 9-4 and was unbeaten 4-4 in point to points. Sam Ramont is a brother to Jack Adam, and makes his first start for Willie Mullins. He's 7-2 into 5-2 this morning. Jimmy Two Times has been knocking on the door in maiden hurdles and at 100-30 in the betting. Virtuoso Rouge from the Jigginstown operation, 7-2. You've got Rock on Fruity, owned by JP McManus, who's 6-1. 8s for Motown Boy, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. An interesting finale here, Andy.
Very much so, yeah. Probably one of the most eagerly anticipated races on the card. Even though it's not a bumper, I think you're going to see a lot of money in shifted around for horses in this race. And I think it's one of these races you need the insider knowledge, you need the inside track, because there's two horses here that most punters won't know a great deal about. And if you are a follower of markets, then you're definitely going to be looking towards Sombermont, as you mentioned. Already a lot of activity for this horse on Odds Checker this morning as we speak. Some firms are 3-1, and William Hill as low as 15-8. So there's a lot of shrewd punters after this horse already. Interesting, it's been off the track for obviously quite a while, but makes his debut now for Willie Mullins, and Willie's horses from France are often strongly supported. Interesting, this horse didn't make the trainer file in the racing post of the day, so obviously not good enough to get in amongst all the big guns, but certainly good enough to win a race of this nature. Venetian Demai as well, another highly promising horse in point-to-point fields, makes his rules debut for Jim Draper. That one's very solid in the market as well at 3-1. And then we get on to the ones with form, the likes of Virtuoso Rouge, who I'm pretty sure he's likely to run his race for each way purposes here. I think if you're looking for a horse around about 9-2, 5-1 this morning, that he's almost certain to get in the frame and give you a good run for your money, it'll be him. He chased home Kuldovic here last time out in a decent time. And even though he's a little bit of a quirky so-and-so, horses like that often get themselves into the frame just because their qualities get them through. And I pretty much see that's the way I see Virtuoso Rouge going here. So if you gave me a bet here, what would I do? I'd either back him each way or place only on the pro market. But as I said, I think it's those that have got a little bit more inside knowledge than I have who are likely to come out on top here. And that Sabermont looks the one to beat, judging on the market's activity this morning.
Yeah, interesting market developments as we've been recording this. Sombermont was 5-2, now 15-8 at the top of the betting. Venetian Demai was 3s into 9-4, now back out to 3-1. Virtuoso Rouge is just been on the slide slightly out to 4s. And Jimmy Two Times, who was 100-30 when I gave the show a minute ago, or gave the betting a minute ago, is now 5-1. So it's already changing, so keep an eye on that this afternoon. Good stuff, Andy. Let's have a quick summary, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, one or two interesting runners here today, this afternoon at Clonmel. Hopefully Robert Tyner, local trainer, have a good afternoon, because he's carrying the burden of a couple of selections for me. Hardy Naylor in the first ran really well last time out behind Back Hercules, and hopefully that should be good enough for her to win the Mayor's Only race. I'll go, we make a track each way in the 12:45. Keep an eye on also on the Winkler. Stay With It looks the obvious each way choice behind the odds on favourite Leave at Dawn in the 1:15. A couple against the field, Zipporah and All Honours in the 1:50. Moving over to one of the best bets of the afternoon, if you can get the early morning prices, about Ben Rouge, who was still going well when he tumbled at the third last time out on his chasing debut. Leap Derg, even though he's £13 higher, hopefully he'll win again in the 2.55 for local trainer. And in the last race, Virtuoso Rouge, because there's money for so many others, you might get a nice each-way price about him. He's already drifting out to around about 4-1, 9-2 this morning. And he looks good enough to certainly ruffle the feathers of one or two of the main protagonists.
Okay, good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with that, and enjoy Clonmel this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.